Basically, what this does is incorporate a number of different approaches that we've talked about over the last 2 months, the net result of which, and I'll just walk through this real quickly, is that we would anticipate generating an additional $795,000 in revenue. All of this is revenue which the mayor did not have the luxury of anticipating when he presented his proposed budget, because these are things that have come online since the mayor's budget proposal was made. First of that is $100,000, which is projected from the increases in our court fees, $667,000, which is projected from the alarm fee increase, a $20,000 donation from Transit Matters, and $8,000 in increased revenue due to an additional camp at the Hinthorn PAC, again totaling $795,000. This would be spent, the corresponding expense increases would be as follows: $250,000 to restore funding for crossing guards, minus 9 guards from the existing count. $210,019 to the Metro Tulsa Transit Authority, which would restore Route 118 and also restore the hours of operation for both the fixed route and the lift program. $108,000 to restore funding for the Hinthorn PAC. This is less than what the Hinthorn PAC has traditionally spent, but the Parks Department has worked with volunteers there and reduced their previous expense level down to this $108,000 level. $80,000 for Main Street programs, and we'll speak more about that here in just a second. And then $146,981 would be added to the unassigned fund balance, which currently in the mayor's budget proposal stands right around $50,000. And the idea here that the four of us came to agreement on with this is we've discussed in particular the desire that most counselors have, if not all of us, to honor satisfactory performance increases and also to have a police academy in the upcoming year. There are basically two ways we can do that. We can change the revenue projection, which has been presented to us by the finance department, and build those things into the budget, or we can expect that that will happen. It's going to happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen whether we project it in the budget or not. And if there is that revenue growth, that would then be added to this account, the unassigned fund balance account. And we would then revisit that with the mayor's administration throughout the course of the year to see if the city can afford those priorities which we've identified.